Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What are we doing?
Let's go over some over-unders for college football.
That's what I've been doing all effing week. Let's do some more.
Some things that have changed, though, because of injuries. This is the first one that has changed. It used to be over 10 wins for Notre Dame, but now everyone's moving to the under.
They lost their starting left tackle. They really don't have a replacement. That's a really difficult thing, and when you open up at Kyle Field against A&M, it kind of looks a certain way to you. What's the under? Under 9.5 now?
It is under, under 9.5 now, yes.
Probably lean to the under. What's the juice?
It is minus 115, actually.
Yeah, if it's minus 115, you can do it.
Yeah. Losing your left tackle, that's good for probably two games, maybe three. So, yeah, I would go the under.
Iowa over 8.5.
They don't play anybody. They're scheduled darlings. We did a deep dive on this team. Now, the problem is Cade McNamara, he was blindfolded during the spring game. It's unbelievable if you see the video. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. He went like 6 of 21 for like 19 yards. Unspeakable.
Yes. But here's what I'll say, Mike. Here's what you take away from spring games. When the quarterback is really bad, you have to look. And that Iowa defense is elite. They lost Cooper DeJean, and that's it. They bring back everybody else. I think that even if he goes out there, practicing against that defense is going to make him better. So I would definitely take the over, David, because Iowa's going to be a lot like last year. They're going to win a lot of games in the teens. So, yeah, take the over.
This one's interesting. At minus 134, South Carolina over 5.5.
Why is this on here? South Carolina every year is the same thing to me. You're just going to sweat. They're hard to watch. I want no part of this. I already told Cookie this when we're doing the SEC later in the week. South Carolina is one of the teams I want no part of.
See, I was going to lean on you because you love your South Carolina Gamecocks, home of Spencer Rattler.
Out.
Boston College, over 4.5, minus 152.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't bet the over because it's so heavily juiced. I do believe Michigan State and BC both are 4.5, and the swing game is when they play each other.
Yes.
That's the truth. Depending on who you think's winning that game is, I think, what helps you make a bet on either side of it.
But what's the crowd situation like at Boston College?
There is none.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if this was like a hostile territory type of thing. I don't know. That's your part of the country.
Chestnut Hill is not a football coliseum.
Okay.
Oklahoma, over 7.5, minus 110. Actually, the under's also minus 110 as well.
I don't think they're prepared for the SEC. I think Texas is in much better shape to begin playing down there.
Breaking in a new QB.
Yeah, I don't like this move for Oklahoma at all. So if you're forcing me, I'd lean under.
Arizona in the Big 12. Over 7.5 wins, minus 122.
I would go over. They kept their quarterback because I thought he was going to leave. And
Fafita.
I thought he was going to head to Washington, but he decided to stay. I think they will have they were a good team that pretty much nobody watched because they came on so late. But I think that they will handle the Big 12. They will be one of those teams that vie for the top spot in the Big 12.
There's a full preview of Arizona already out for Cash Ticket, so I won't belabor it. I go under. They're prime regression targets. You lose Jed Fish and the whole staff, the new coach from San Jose State. They don't want to run pro style. That means Fafita won't get all the play action he got. It's going to be spread. They lost their tight end McLaughlin. They lost the kid, Jacob Cowing, the kid who came from UTEP. I just feel like 10-2 was fake. Now it's like reality check. Could be totally wrong because Fafita's awesome.
See, I think we meet in the middle at 8 wins.
Someone tell me what happened in Houston. Over 3.5 wins, minus 142.
Dana Holgorsen left him in a really, really bad spot, kind of like Mel Tucker with State. And now Willie Fritz has got to clean it up all while you're in the Big 12 and it's getting tougher. Mm-hmm. Lean to the under, but I'm not going to sit there begging a team to go 3-9.
Ooh.
It's bad. Donovan Smith, their quarterback, is either the best player on the field or he'd rather have a homeless person. It's one of two things for Donovan Smith. We covered the Big 12 the other day, so like we can go down the whole list here if you want.
Back to the Big 10. Iowa over 8 wins, minus 115.
Rico's right, and I hate it. Probably an over.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Nobody wants to watch that brand of ball.
Now, they are bringing in an offense, but...
Are they?
The Western Michigan coach.
Tim Lester, yeah. You will put some respect on his name.
The defense is good enough, David. They're going to keep a lot of teams out of the end zone. If the offense can simply muster 13 points a game, they can win a lot of games.
Okay. Let's go over to the AAC.
I love the Happy Action Conference.
Let's go to the ACC and let's talk about Tulsa. 4.5 wins what? Over minus 118.
Why are we talking about Tulsa? The people in Tulsa don't even know they exist. Pick a team in the American Conference worth a bleep.
Is there?
It's yes. There. It's how Tulane, probably.
Good program.
Tulane is over 7.5 wins at minus 152.
It's probably an over because, again, the roster is built in the soundest manner. Come on. What about my man Garcia out at ECU? Now, let's move to some teams people care about. Will you please? You're killing me.
Some teams.
It's embarrassing.
Rutgers over 6 wins, minus 130.
You know what? It's trendy.
I thought you were just being a bleep hole. But Rutgers is actually have a favorable schedule.
Yep.
They got, Manungai, the running back.
Yep.
So long as he stays healthy, they can win games. Their schedule is very favorable.
They don't play five of the top six teams in the Big Ten. They just don't play them.
Right. Now, it all hinges on, but he's a very aggressive runner. So he goes down, their entire season does. But so long as he plays, they have the defense.
Can they get anything out of the Greek god of suck, Kalliomachus, or whatever his name is, the kid from Minnesota?
No.
He's terrible.
Rely on your running game. Rely on your defense. It's almost like Iowa, and you can win a lot of games because you're not playing a top team.
How is that your portal answer? Let's go get Kalliomachus from Minnesota.
It's Rutgers. I mean,
they got a lot of NIL right now.
Right, but I mean, as a quarterback, you're like,
Exactly. Let's close it out with.
They're a long way from Mike McMahon.
From Oklahoma State, over 8.5 wins. It's actually at plus 122.
Yeah. Listen, they basically win 9 games a year. It's like a mortal lock. But this team, I'm sorry, Alan Bowman at age 36, you lost.
He finally has found his team. This
is the year. They lost their entire front.
That's
on
where
the
he's
defensive
at.
Side. Oh. Yeah. I got a real problem at the line of scrimmage for this team. I'm actually going to go under on this one. Ollie Gordon's great, but there is no quarterback.
That's at minus 150, by the way.
Yeah. Jeez, Allen, that's where he's at, Mike. Didn't he come out to, what class did he come out? He's been around for
a long time. Dude, he was at Texas Tech like 7 years ago. Yeah, he played at Michigan for 10 minutes.
He did. He did.
I mean, look, their linebackers are awesome with Martin and Oliver. They're real. But I think their schedule, it sets up for them to get, you can't stop the run. You're going to have a real problem with who they're playing.
Yeah. Yep. That is your college football blitz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.